Hey, welcome to One Church. My name is Chris, and along with my wife, Anna, we are the pastors of One Church Keynsham. And wherever you're joining us from today, we want you to know that you are so welcome here. Make sure you continue engaging in the comments throughout this next section. I want to ask you to join me for the next 10 minutes. And I don't want you to miss this today, because I believe that God has more for you in this season. I believe that you were made for more, that God wants your life to have a lasting impact, to be a source of good, to be joyful and happy, and to prosper in everything that you do. And in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, in the first few verses, we see that the Bible uses this word blessed to describe this living your best life and what that looks like. Who doesn't want to be blessed, right? And the psalmist used this picture of a tree that is planted by streams of water as a beautiful expression of a fruit-producing life. It never withers or fades or fades away. It's evergreen. And let me read it to you here. It says this. It says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his day, who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." This teaching series that we're in at the moment in One Church is called Planted. And we are looking at the four practices that you can add to the way that you live your life that are going to help you to experience that kind of blessed life that God has for those who are well planted. And last week we talked about your position. Verse 1 says that who you walk with, who you stand with, and who you sit with can either position you for more or limit you from more. And you know this to be true, right? You only have to spend a few minutes with that person who is like a mood hoover, and what happens, yeah? They suck the life out of you, and you don't need too many of those people in your life. You need people in your life who will speak faith, hope, and life into your soul. People that you can be 100% unshielded with. People who know the ways of God and are going to help you to live out those ways too. We call them our core. And today I want us to focus on verse 2 a little bit. It says there, whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. Today I want to speak to you about the practice of repetition. The Greek philosopher Aristotle said it like this. He said that we are what we repeatedly do. And another way of saying that is that it is what we do routinely that shapes our character. It's what we do routinely that shapes our character. How many of you know that just because I joined the gym last year, it doesn't mean that I have a ripped body this year, right? Joining the gym is not enough, yeah? I have to routinely use the gym if I want to see the change that I want to see. And the truth is, in my case, that I have joined the gym, but I have been there so few times. I mean, I would probably, I'd probably even get lost trying to find the gym again, you know? It's been that long. And a recent study that was done in the UK found that 80% of Bible-believing Christians, people who believe what the Bible says, they don't read their Bibles on a regular basis. And twice as many women read the Bible than men. I mean, come on, men. We need to get this, right? Have you lost your way to the Bible? And reading the Bible is so powerful, okay? So when we read the Bible, this is what happened. God helps us to understand who his character is so that we can trust him. When we read the Bible, it teaches us how to imitate God, and it helps us to discover the next steps in our life. It shows us how to love God and how to love our children and how to love our spouses and each other. And it even shows us how we can love our enemies. It keeps us from sin. It renews our mind that we might know the will of God. And it is full of truth and authority and power in our lives. When you read the Bible, it gives you courage and it builds your faith. The benefits, the value, and the potential of a regular routine of reading God's word is endless. And I wonder, what is your routine when it comes to meditating, reading, and thinking about God's word? This idea of meditating is found in ancient Jewish tradition of learning the law of the Lord, which for them was the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible. Now, people didn't have Bibles like we do today. Learning was often done in community, and then they would learn the scriptures by learning songs and chants and these meditations. And they were kind of like these low-pitched murmurings to themselves to help them memorize what the scriptures had said. They delighted in the law of the Lord. It was a routine that brought great pleasure to them. And in that verse it says that they meditated on it day and night. And what that means is it means at the start of the day, it means at the end of the day, but it also means and everything in between. It gives you this picture that God's thoughts became their thoughts. God's ways became their ways. It was an all-day kind of thing. And we are thinking beings. All day long, we are thinking. We're choosing, we're learning, we're building memories. And scientists have discovered that the brain has been designed to change. Dr. Caroline Leaf started this research in the 80s, working with victims of severe head injuries and those that had learning disabilities. And what she discovered was that where others had said that there was no hope for these people, she discovered that the brain can actually change, but that it has to be stimulated to change. She says that our brain is malleable and that we are constantly growing new brain cells. The more that you direct your mind, the more that your brain will grow. The harder you think, the deeper you think. The more you ask and answer and discuss the information, the more your brain will grow. And Dr. Leaf says that as you read, answer, and discuss with yourself, you are driving your malleable brain to grow branches on the neurons inside your brain. And this repeated effort of directed thinking, focused thinking, causes your brain to grow. And that in turn changes your life. What she's saying is this, she says that the way you think changes the way that your brain functions, which changes the way that you live and the quality of the life that you have. Does this sound familiar? I seem to remember reading something in my Bible that says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I love that science is catching up with what God has already revealed to us, that you can change the way you live by renewing your mind. And there's lots of reasons why people probably struggle to read their Bible on a daily basis. Maybe they feel like they don't have time. Maybe they feel intimidated. Maybe they feel like there's a lack of relevance to their daily life. But I think perhaps people haven't really developed the right habits, and probably, to be fair, haven't been shown how to do this. Perhaps you're somewhere on the spectrum of being new to the Bible and curious where to begin reading. And maybe you're someone who has been reading the Bible for like a long time, regularly. Wherever you are on that spectrum, I want to encourage you today to make this, to make reading the Word your daily routine. If right now you don't read it at all, then I want you to start a Bible plan on the YouVersion app that we just promoted in the video before this message. You don't need to read the whole Bible. You just need to start small, just 5 minutes a day. Or maybe you want to read the book of Luke and start learning about Jesus. And if you're a regular reader, you're one of those in the 20%, then why don't you start practicing at memorizing what it is that you are reading? Whether you're on, wherever you are on that spectrum, it only takes a small change to make a very big difference. It only takes a small change to make a very big difference. James Clear, in his book Atomic Habits, discovered that if you wanted to fly a plane from Los Angeles to New York, but you made a 3.5% change in the nose direction of the plane on the runway, it's barely a noticeable change, but the impact would be that you would actually, instead of ending up in New York, you would end up in Washington, D.C. And that is the compound effect of small changes over time. And what can happen is that that compound effect can mean that you end up somewhere very different than what you wanted to be. I recently discovered that I lost the art of delighting in God's word. My devotional time became a product of a physical expectation. What I mean by that was I needed content for a preach. And it wasn't a spiritual anticipation. That joy of just getting to be with Jesus. And so this week, I want you to ask your core to help you start the habit and the routine of reading God's word on a daily basis. Start a reading plan with them. Learn in community. Share and discuss what you're learning or what you're not learning. Read, answer, and discuss. Grow your brain, build a habit, and change your life. Now, I'm not going to encourage you to read the Bible without telling you how. So this is what we're going to do. Tomorrow, we're going to share a short video on our Facebook page with tips on how you can start reading the Bible. And maybe you have a goal to read the Bible more. And so in our grow groups on Tuesday and Thursday this week, we're going to look at why we often fail to achieve our goals and our dreams. And we're going to look at ways of how you can see lasting change. These are going to be really helpful to you in building a healthy routine of meditating on God's word day and night and everything in between. Come on, church. Let's be the ones that reverse the statistics. Let's be the church who value and cherish and delight in God's word. Men, let's rise up and learn from our women in our lives. We have become so lazy in our habits, and I include myself in that. Let that not be the example we set for the next generation. May we show them the way so that they do not lose their way to the life-giving routine of spending time with Jesus, of being a well-planted tree, living their blessed life. Thank you. Have a great week, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.